USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Important changes to the child tax credit will help many families get advance payments of the credit starting Thursday. The IRS will pay half the total credit amount in advance with monthly payments. You will claim the other half when you file your 2021 income tax return. To qualify, you must have a 2019 or 2020 tax return and claim the child tax credit on the return. See IRS.gov for complete rules. After 16 years in office, German Chancellor Angela Merkel will visit President Biden at the White House Thursday for discussions on economic and foreign policy issues. Instead of what is being characterized as a working trip, will be an opportunity to reaffirm close bilateral ties to our countries. Merkel prepares to step down following Germany's September elections. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, for the first time, is offering some self-criticism while saying that government shortcomings in handling shortages and other problems played a role in this week's protests. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Better safe than sorry, as a new COVID-19 vaccine warning goes out. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
U.S. regulators added a new warning to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine about a connection to a rare neurological reaction, but they aren't 100% sure the dose caused the issue. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says we need to discuss a test for side effects.
Studies have shown if you've had the disease previously and you get vaccinated, you get 1,000 times greater response. Now that might be good or that might be bad if it's related to side effects, but we wouldn't know unless we studied it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The wife of Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback Dwayne Haskins has been charged with felony domestic battery after allegedly knocking out her husband's tooth. The incident happened earlier this month while the couple was in Las Vegas renewing their wedding vows. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A National Football League cornerback, Richard Sherman, was arrested Wednesday in Washington State and faces a charge of burglary and domestic violence after trying to get into his wife's parents' home. Redmond Police Chief Daryl Lowe said an occupant in the home called 911 early Wednesday morning.
911, what are you reporting?
I need officers to my house now. My husband is drunk and blurting to kill himself.
There are no weapons, ma'am. You need to stop interrupting me so I can get the information. I need to get officers expedited.
I need officers here now.
What's he doing that you think he's going to harm himself?
He's being aggressive. He has sent text messages. I took the keys out. They're in your car. He's trying to leave now in the house. He's being aggressive. He's wrestling with my uncle. He's threatening to kill himself. He has sent text messages to people saying he's going to hang himself.
Chief Daryl Lowe said a canine dog was used to take Mr. Sherman into custody.
It was a minor laceration to the lower leg and ankle area as a result of the canine contact.
A new law will prevent mandatory vaccines on Ohio college campuses. Dan Naraki reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would stop public universities and schools in the state from requiring students to receive the COVID vaccine. The law signed on Wednesday bans institutions from requiring people to get a vaccine that does not have a full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. The three COVID vaccines currently being administered were approved under an emergency use authorization from the FDA.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.